It's time now to bring in Ruth Epstein. It's time for the Republican American Report. You can find Ruth's stories, of course, at the Republican American in the paper and on the web. Ruth, good morning.
Good morning. And 5 inches, really?
Oh, it was 3 to 5 at my house. Here in Sharon, it's only probably about 1 to 2, 2.5,
yeah,
3 inches. The further north you go, the longer it and higher. The more snow.
So the further east, I'm on the slant because I had, what I've concluded is that this weather is the astrological the meteorological equivalent of Pisces. If anyone wants to know what Pisces is, just look outside.
You know, when I spoke to Pat earlier this morning, I said, you know, it's snowing here pretty heavily. He goes, what? it doesn't indicate that. I say, I'm telling you, I'm your indicator.
Yeah.
It was a surprise to hear the plow go by this morning. I will say that.
Yeah. Well, we'll get on to it because with the Salisbury Winter Sports Association had the luck of God with them this weekend.
Yep,
I was talking with Pat Pagano. Other places in Connecticut had 30, 40, 50-mile-an-hour winds. Not a bit of wind.
It was as if, they were expecting all these winds, and according to Willie Hallahan, it just subsided right before Friday night's events. It was incredible.
And it stopped snowing and got cold enough. And actually, I saw some of the videos, and I saw some of the longest ski jumps I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, there was when I was there, Dale was really excited about one of the runs. And the crowds, I usually go either later or earlier. This year, I sort of went in the middle, and I could not believe the crowds.
They had a record crowd, they think, on Saturday, and Sunday's crowd was even fantastic as well.
It was just, there was no parking to be seen forever. But it's always a fun thing, and I talked to a lot of folks, some who are veterans and some who have never been there before. Saturday was just a beautiful day for it, and it was amazing, and seeing these kids, I can't even look up at the jump. It makes me dizzy, and these kids have come flying down. And
it's amazing.
Incredible, and Salisbury is very proud to be the home to this. So it was an interesting weekend.
All right. Well, hey.
And it should be an interesting week because you know what has appeared again, middle school sports. There's an ABC committee meeting on Thursday, and the agenda says they're going to discuss it again. Don't know why. The last I had heard, it was going to be done by the individual schools. They had decided that was the best route. So I don't know why it's before ABC again. But.
Well, it's because it's the ABC.
how did that happen?
This is almost as news filled as our, the budget when it went down seven times and grading system. And, this middle school sports thing has just taken a life of its own.
They'd be very well let the different local boards of education handle it because this is a hot potato that if they handle it the wrong way will bring down the regional budget. It will. I don't think there's any doubt about it.
Well, it's hot.
Yep.
And speaking of sports, we heard a presentation at Monday night's meeting about the need for new bleachers at Housatonic. They have been there since 1962 when the gym was redone done. And Ann McNeil, the athletic director, gave us a presentation. It's going to cost approximately $97,000 to put them up, to redo them. And apparently the mechanicals are not working well, and they really aren't safe. There are no railings, and it's hard, especially for folks like us, to get up and down them. So they are talking about taking the money out of this year's budget, and Sam Herrick, the business manager, was going to get some bids, and it will be discussed at the March meeting.
It should have been done when the last renovation was done. That's the whole thing, because they're not handicapped accessible.
Not at all.
They're not even for people that are like you and I. That we're not really handicapped, but we are handicapped because we don't like to walk up on those bleachers.
Stairs without any railings. It's scary.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So, and that puts the budget pretty, they're coming close, because Sam said they have a surplus of about $150,000. If you take another $100,000 out, that's pretty close. So we will see what happens. Okay, Marshall, looking ahead, tonight we have the Canaan Planning and Zoning Commission's hearing on banning, not banning, a moratorium on boarding houses.
Yep.
And I would assume that will be a filled room, too. It's a hot issue. The issue is really sober houses.
Yeah.
They can't use that term, so they're calling it boarding houses, and they want to stop them for 6 months and do some study. Also tonight is the doubleheader in Falls Village, Finance Board at 6:30, Selectmen whenever the Finance Board gets done.
And we have a special meeting of the Salisbury Planning and Zoning tonight at 6 o'clock, Sharon Inland Wetlands Commission meeting tonight, and like you said, the doubleheader in Falls Village is tonight.
Sharon, Board of Ed, is that also?
That is tomorrow. Region 1 Board of Education is tomorrow. I don't have anything on the Sharon Board of Ed here, but that doesn't mean that they don't meet.
Region 1 Board of Ed is tomorrow?
How is that possible?
Tomorrow.
How is that possible?
Personal subcommittee meeting.
Okay. Okay. But Sharon Board of Selectmen is tomorrow.
Sharon Board of Selectmen is tomorrow also. Also in West Cornwall, Planning and Zoning, and also the Wastewater Committee is meeting.
Mm.
Kent, the Board of Selectmen, has a regular meeting tomorrow as well.
I thought the Wastewater was on the 18th.
I got one right here. Like, they got it right off their calendar.
Okay.
I got it right off their calendar.
Well, then you know best. And then come Wednesday when the schools will be holding read-aloud day. And so lots of people will be heading to schools to read to the kids. That's always a nice thing. And on Friday, we have the father-daughter, or special you and me, dance at the Center on Main in Falls Village. Always very cute. Fathers come dressed up and the girls come dressed up, and they spend the evening together. Always a nice thing.
And also, that's when the on the 13th is when the ABC committee meets.
Right.
And
at 7.
Yeah.
Yep. Hunt show, art show, the DM Hunt Library show also opens on Friday. And I'm sort of clear on the 15th and 16th, but I am sure there are things that I'm missing. So I will have to go back and check.
I'll be honest with you. Most town sites now are actually pretty good. I love the other Sharon town site, but they've got the new site that I'm getting used to. But if you folks ever want to know what's going on, most of these towns are updating their websites now.
Oh, it's so much better.
Yeah.
It's
much
really
easier.
Helps. So, as I say, I know there are things going on next weekend. I just have to figure it out. And we do have President's Day.
There's President's Day. I've got something here. Let's just take a look here for the next weekend, just see if I can get through it real quick.
Valentine's Day and President's Day.
That's not for us. Oh, the Kent Center School Chocolate Festival on the 12th.
Yes, right. That's right. That's
going on.
Yeah.
Sharon Audubon has taking part in the Great Backyard Bird Count, which is 14th through the 16th. At Housatonic on the 14th, Sue Morse is back, now talking about wolves, coyotes, and foxes.
Yes, that should be an interesting talk. Very, very good. Yes.
And what else do I have here? I think that's it. Oh, at the Sunday brunch at the Interlaken next Sunday, we'll benefit the Jane Lloyd Fund.
Oh, very good. So. Very good. There was an interesting meeting, a finance board meeting in Sharon this week. We should mention that there had been quite a discussion about filling a vacancy. There was a tie vote back last year. Then it went to the selectmen because that's the way it goes. If the board can't fill its own vacancy, it gets back to the selectmen. The selectmen put it back to the finance board. They finally decided to name Robert Duncan as the new member. He had been a member, but he got defeated in the election. So, and the Democratic alternate was also Cody O'Kelly, who was also put up. So after much discussion and Randy DiBello, the town attorney, was there, they took a vote, and Mr. Duncan is the new member, or now a member again, and Mr. O'Kelly will be the alternate. So they both sort of got on. But it was quite the discussion. And interesting.
That video is up on our CATV6 website.
It is.
Yes.
Thank you to whoever took it.
That was Brent Prindle, I do believe.
That was Brent. Well, between he and Mike and whoever.
Craig Whiting in North Canaan.
Craig. It's just fabulous. It really helps folks like us. So I thank you. Yeah.
All right. Ruth.
Okay, so onward, and I am sure we will be discussing things again next week, Marshall.
Onward and outward.
Ruth, we will speak to you next Monday.
Right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republic of American, RAP-AM.com on the web.